David Bowie, Suffragette City.
Whoa!
Man, what a great song.
Well, it's all based around the Franchise Act of 1908, which gave the suffragettes
first
chance and women a chance
and
to vote.
And good for women.
Look, it's all in my podcast.
I can't look forward to it. This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. He's a friend of our show. He's going to be appearing on SAS Australia, which premieres in October
on
Channel 7.
Oh, my God, 7. I cannot wait.
Yes. Merrick Watts.
Merrick.
Oh, my God. Merrick.
Hi, guys. Great to see you.
Looking good. How's lockdown this week? Give us a highlight. What have you been doing?
Lockdown for me, no lockdown, mate, New South Wales.
Oh,
so as of today, I'm just dreaming about how I can go to South Australia, as you all are. So, I mean, everyone.
For the first time ever.
How good
I've said to myself, how good would it be to go to South Australia? Oh, God.
Well, no, I actually think there's a massive opportunity, Mick, for people who are in Victoria right now. SA could actually, they could Stephen Bradbury themselves into a tourism option here, right?
Okay.
Every Victorian, as soon as they're going to come out of lockdown, will be thinking, oh, maybe I'll just go straight to Queensland. But Queensland's not playing ball.
And they don't want
to. South Australia comes in, there's Stephen Bradbury's all of the tourism.
And what would they do? What would we do?
We're going to see Wang Wang.
Oh, yeah?
Go and see the pandas.
Yeah. And then come home. But, you know, it's a great trip.
Watch Richmond beat Port in a preliminary final, possibly. Oh, that would be worth going to see.
You're right. It is a good opportunity for South Australia to finally get back.
And, so you're up and about. You're not locked down. So you're out walking the streets. Nah. You're talking to your neighbours. You're doing all that stuff.
Yeah. There's a small issue with one of my neighbours that they don't know is an issue, but I'm creating one. I've got some great neighbours. Don't get me wrong. They're lovely. Literally, you know, looking out the window at them. and they're lovely. Even like when they're clothed, they're still lovely people. But got a weird situation because I only live like about 4 or 5 kilometres from the CBD of Sydney, right? Not very far at all.
Yes.
And there's a bush turkey. Now we're pretty familiar with that bird. Turkey. It's like what people used to care about before they cared about how much they hated the ibis.
They're fairly noisy birds.
What's a bush turkey doing in the CBD?
Strange.
I know. I don't know. It's one of those weird things, you know. It's what happened is COVID's given it a sense of self-importance and courage. It's made its way in, and it's been in my neighbour's backyard now for probably a couple of weeks, and they've literally had to bring in like some sort of avian professionals to try and figure out how to get rid of it because they're terrified of it. But because it's a native bird, they can't hurt it.
No.
They don't know what to do with it. Yeah. They don't know how to get rid of it.
You can't take it to the turkey fights.
And you can't serve it up for Christmas bush dinner.
It's a terrible turkey to eat.
So what's the plan, Stan?
Well, here's the problem. I feel partially responsible because it's in my neighbour's yard and I've been feeding it. So, a result,
no, it's all your fault.
Yeah,
but it's fun to feed the birds, isn't it?
Oh, here you go. Well, you're talking to one.
Just chucking little bits of bread,
tiny bits,
in the neighbour's yard, and occasionally a little saucer, just a tiny little saucer of wild turkey, which of course loves.
Oh, that's weird.
One for me, one for the bird, But as a result, now the turkey's actually built a nest.
Oh man,
it's getting comfy.
Yeah,
it's lovely, isn't it?
It's got a spread.
Oh, I don't know what to do. But part of me says, look, I should take responsibility and maybe own up and say, look, I've encouraged this bird. The other part of me says that I should encourage an ibis to join it and try to get them to have some sort of weird relationship where they crossbreed and I make a new species, which is indisputably the world's most hated bird.
Yes.
Are
you up for that?
Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah,
but we'll
yeah,
see
no,
how
that
goes.
Is getting a bit
Jane's
weird.
Jane's doing the same thing with magpies, of course. What are your magpies called, Jane?
Carla and Bucks.
And Bucks.
They're actual people. They're not birds. When you fell off the ladder, did these birds?
But, you know, Carla is my friend, Carla McGuire, and she's so lovely. And this Carla, she walks in now to the house and then just taps on the cupboard door to get stuff. It's just that. Yeah, so does Bucks. They're very tame. Whoa. And I.
You're feeding them.
Yeah, look, here we go again. No, no. I got told off for feeding a tiny amount of bread to a magpie and all the near-the-wells.
Barbecue shapes, I think barbecue shapes are what I run.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, barbecue
shapes. I think we all know they eat pies. They eat pies. They
pie.
4 and 20.
Now, how are you going at home? What's happening domestically? Is there an issue?
Yeah, of course, there's always an issue in my house because, like the bird, I like to create them. The problem is, basically what's happened is my wife, Georgie, through COVID has, you know, sometimes people either put on weight or they get fit, and Georgie's got really, really quite fit.
She's annoying. I can't stand her.
Good on her. Well, I don't see an issue here.
No, it's good.
Well, she's toned up too, Mitch. Like she's looking like, seriously, she's looking like 5 or 10 years younger, and she looks amazing,
right.
Which I should be happy for, but I'm not, because that's kind of my thing. And
What is
wrong with you?
For the last few years, people have been saying, gee, Mez, you look great. You look younger. You look great. You look really fit, Mez. You look really great. And now people are starting to say that to Georgie, and I can't be happy for her.
Oh, you don't like it.
Oh, my God.
Part of me says it's great, hot wife, but a part of me also says she's getting attention that you...
Oh, my God.
Flip me a picture and I'll be the judge. Now,
hey, this could be a thing, you know, because, yeah, give us a call.
1-333-553. Has your partner honed? This is a good chat. Can you hang around, Mez?
I'd love to.
You can judge this, right? But what has your partner honed in on? That was my thing.
Yeah,
has your partner stolen
thing,
your
now
thing?
You're doing it.
Weaseled your way into it.
Sport. If they get better than you...
Music, sport, cooking.
Golf, goodbye.
Do you know what I did to I broke up with a girl once because I said, honey, there's only room for one drunk in this relationship.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
All right. What's yours things? That's now their thing. Give us a call, 1-333-53. David Bowie, Suffragette City.
Whoa.
Man, what a great song.
Well, it's all based around the Franchise Act of 1908, which gave the suffragettes
a
chance and women a chance
to vote. And good for women.
Look, it's all in my podcast.
I can't look forward to it. This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. He's a friend of our show. He's going to be appearing on SAS Australia, which premieres in October on Channel 7.
Oh, my God, I cannot wait.
Yes. Merrick Watts.
Merrick.
Hi, guys. Great to see you.
Looking good. How's lockdown this week? Give us a highlight. What have you been doing?
Lockdown for me, no lockdown, mate, New South Wales.
Oh,
so as of today, I'm just dreaming about how I can go to South Australia, as you all are. So, I mean, everyone.
For the first time ever. How good
we are.
I've said to myself, how good would it be to go to South Australia? Oh, God.
I actually think there's a massive opportunity, Mick, for people who are in Victoria right now. SA could actually, they could Stephen Bradbury themselves into a tourism option here, right?
Okay.
Every Victorian, as soon as they're going to come out of lockdown, will be thinking, oh, maybe I'll just go straight to Queensland. But Queensland's not playing ball.
And they don't want
South Australia comes in there, Stephen Bradbury's all of the tourism.
And what would they do? What would we do?
We're going to see Wang Wang.
Oh, yeah?
Go and see the pandas.
Yeah. And then come home. But, you know, it's a great trip.
Watch Richmond beat Port in a preliminary final, possibly. Oh, that would be worth going to see.
You're right. It is a good opportunity for South Australia to finally get back.
And, so you're up and about. You're not locked down. So you're out walking the streets. You're talking to your neighbours. You're doing all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I've got there's a small issue with one of my neighbours that they don't know is an issue, but I'm creating one. I've got some great neighbours. Don't get me wrong. They're lovely. Literally, you know, looking out the window at them. and they're lovely. Even like when they're clothed, they're still lovely people. But we've got a weird situation because I only live like about 4 or 5 kilometres from the CBD of Sydney, right? Not very far at all.
Yes.
There's a bush turkey. Now we're pretty familiar with that bird. Turkey. It's like what people used to care about before they cared about how much they hated the ibis.
They're fairly noisy birds.
What's a bush turkey doing in the CBD?
Strange.
I know. I don't know. It's one of those weird things, you know. It's what happened is COVID's given it a sense of self-importance and courage. It's made its way in, and it's been in my neighbour's backyard now for probably a couple of weeks, and they've literally had to bring in like some sort of avian professionals to try and figure out how to get rid of it because they're terrified of it. But because it's a native bird, they can't hurt it.
No.
They don't know what to do with it. Yeah. They don't know how to get rid of it.
You can't take it to the turkey fights.
That's it.
And you can't serve it up for Christmas bush dinner.
It's a terrible turkey to eat.
So what's the plan, Stan?
Well, here's the problem. I feel partially responsible because it's in my neighbour's yard and I've been feeding it. So as a result.
No, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
But it's fun to feed the birds, isn't it?
Oh, here you go. Well, you're talking to one.
Just, just chucking little bits of bread.
Tiny bits.
In the neighbor's yard. And occasionally a little saucer, just a tiny little saucer of wild turkey, which of course loves. Loves.
Oh, that's weird.
One for me, one for the bird. One for me. But as a result now, the turkey's actually built a nest.
Oh, man.
It's getting comfy.
Yeah.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's got a spread.
Oh, I don't know what to do. But part of me says, look, I should take responsibility and maybe own up and say, look, I've encouraged this bird. The other part of me says that I should encourage an ibis to join it and try to get them to have some sort of weird relationship where they crossbreed and I make a new species, which is indisputably the world's most hated bird.
Yes.
So
are you up for that?
Island of Dr. Moreau. Yeah, but we'll see how
that is getting a bit
Jane's
weird.
Jane's doing the same thing with magpies, of course. What are your magpies called, Jane?
Carla and Bucks.
And Bucks.
They're actual people. They're not birds. When you fell off the ladder, did these birds?
But, you know, Carla is my friend, Carla Maguire, and she's so lovely. And this Carla, she walks in now to the house and then just taps on the cupboard door to get stuff. It's just that. Yeah, so does Bucks. They're very tame. Whoa. And Yeah, look, here we go again. Oh, no. I got told off for feeding a tiny amount of bread to a magpie and all the
near-the-wells.
Well, barbecue shapes. Barbecue shapes have got to run.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, barbecue
shapes. I think we all know they eat pies. They eat pies.
Four and 20.
Now, how are you going at home? What's happening domestically? Is there an issue right here?
Yeah, of course, there's always an issue in my house because, like the bird, I like to create them. The problem is basically, what's happened is my wife, Georgie, through COVID has, you know, sometimes people either put on weight or they get fit. And Georgie's got really, really quite fit.
How annoying. I can't stand her.
Good on her. I don't see an issue here.
No, it's good.
Well, she's toned up too, Mitch. Like, she's looking like, seriously, she's looking like 5 or 10 years younger. And she looks amazing,
right.
Which I should be happy for, but I'm not, because that's kind of my thing. And
What
is wrong with you?
Few years, people have been saying, gee, Mez, you look great. You look younger. You look great. You look really fit, Mez. You look really, really great. And now people are starting to say that to Georgie, and I can't be happy for her.
Oh, you don't like it.
Oh, my God.
Part of me says it's great, hot wife, but a part of me also says she's getting attention that you...
Oh, my God.
Flip me a picture and I'll be the judge. Now,
hey, this could be a thing, you know, because, yeah, give
133353, has your partner honed? This is a good chat. Can you hang around, Mez?
I'd love to.
You can judge this, but what has your partner honed in on
that was your stuff? Yeah.
That was my thing.
Yeah.
Has your partner stolen your thing?
And now you're doing it.
Weaselled your way into it.
Sport. If they get better than you...
Music, sport, cooking.
Golf. Goodbye.
Do you know what I did? I broke up with a girl once because I said, "Honey, there's only room for one drunk in this relationship."
And that's exactly
job
what
is
we're
taken.
Talking about.
All right. What's yours? Things that's now their thing. Give us a call. 133353.